cause I can't shake the crowd, or at least what they left of me. See, I'm consistently in my own way, giving my mother more reason to pray. Oh, I hate what I've become thus far.
Soul People Radio, episode 19. My name is DJ Sid Hernandez. And last episode we got a little carried away and I thought it was episode 20. Huh. And we announced it as episode 20, but it was only 18. So I'm sorry about that. We're a little excited, I think. So next episode will be the 20th milestone episode. So yeah, hang on tight. This is 19, and we're here in Venice as always. Nice day, lovely day, like 75 degrees here in Southern California, and you know, summer's upon us and everything's looking lovely. The women on the streets are looking beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So this episode we have a past guest that we've had, like on our second episode ever, we had this guest on, and it's been a while, man. I think it was in 2006, maybe November or something. I can't remember.
It was.
And so it doesn't seem like a long time, but it actually has been a while, maybe like a year and a half. But our special guest today is Mr. Eric Rico.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Cool. It's good to have you come back, Eric.
Yeah, man. It's good to be back.
It's been a minute. A lot of things have happened and transpired in between that time that we've had you here last.
Yes.
And lots to catch up on. And how are you feeling, man, today? And, you know, how's things?
Things are really well. I mean, like you said, man. There's been a lot of change and growth and positivity and
right.
A lot of good stuff going on since the last year and a half I saw you guys.
That's cool.
When I came over last time, it was right before Joel and I, who's here today.
Okay.
We started a new venture at the beginning, actually December 27th of last year.
Okay.
So about 5 months running now, we have a new label. And the last time I was here, we're actually about to go to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to go to in support of our first release,
right.
Which wasn't an official label release because we weren't up and running then.
Okay.
But it was my first time out touring as an artist in support of that particular
group. So it was before you went?
Right before we left.
Okay, so I can ask you some questions about that.
Yeah,
we'll do that in a little bit.
As a matter of fact, you joined us over there.
That's
we did
right.
Soul People in London. Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Soul People London, we rocked it.
Okay, that's something we could talk about too. Cool, so yeah. We have our other friends. Our friend Max is in the house too.
Max a million.
Chilling,
he's
DJ
got a million
Max.
Joints to drop.
Representing Heavyweight and Solid State. And yeah, check out that podcast too.
Yeah, make sure you do.
It's it should be on our links or our friends or something, but we'll give the
we need to add that to our label site page
as well. Yeah, we'll We'll add the link on the little.
You have your Infomax. We definitely want to add you to the Life Notes family. Yes, indeed.
And I'm sure he's got some other things he wants to announce too. So we'll ask him in the breaks. Okay, so all right. So since I think we covered your history last time, we'll skip that. This time maybe touch
present
on
tense stuff.
Briefly, and then we'll just get to some current stuff.
Okay.
Some future things and
beautiful.
I got some things. Oh man, before I forget.
What's up?
This episode has a sponsor.
What?
First time, man.
What, really?
Yeah, we're doing a sponsorship with these cats based out of the East Coast, New York, and it's amiestreet.com. It's www.amiestreet.
Didn't Tito work with them on something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
so
it was me.
So they sponsored a show in New York City for Cheetah, and so they're official sponsor of this episode and a couple episodes coming up.
Beautiful.
So we'll give you more information about that, but check them out. We're going to add their link on our little page here as well, and just there's a little special discount going on for Cheetah's album, and it will be www.amiestreet.com/CheetahLima, and you'll get a good price on her last album, and again, we'll add this to our page. And we'll announce it through the show.
Beautiful.
So officially, amiestreet.com sponsoring this episode.
Yes, yes.
All right, so that's enough of that. We'll play one more song. And by the way, this artist coming up, her name is Fatima, and she'll be performing in L.A. we'll get into that later. We'll give the date and all the info for that. But this is Fatima, and we'll be back after this track. Yeah. Peace, Soul People Radio.
I'm trying to eat.
Come on, come on.
Drinkers.
Hey, man.
Jeez.
Whoa, what was that?
Man, I'm going to kill myself.
No, you can't do that, man.
Lakers suck.
We got gigs to do and stuff to do.
I can't even watch this game.
You keep talking like that. We're not going to get an NBA sponsor. Can't be saying that kind of stuff. We got to watch the game, man.
Gasol is killing me, man. What's wrong with that?
Hey, dude, we got listeners in Spain, bro. Chill.
You know what? I don't even care. And I love Barcelona, too.
I know you do.
All right, I can't watch this.
I don't want nobody boycotting my gigs in Barcelona, Madrid, dude. You got to chill with that.
All right. Anyways, okay. Yeah. So,
hey, wait a minute. The views expressed do not represent Life Notes Music.
Disclaim. So, yeah, that last track is Fatima.
She's friends with Kizzy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I knew her.
And she's, I got to talk to her properly, but because I can't figure out if she's from London. She might be living in London, but from Sweden, but maybe we'll get her in to do a podcast, and we'll figure all that up.
Mm.
But definitely, I'm feeling that track a lot. So
she's dope. She's really dope.
So, I mean, before we forget, she'll be performing in Los Angeles on June 28th. It's a Saturday, and that will be the she'll be opening up for Eric Rico. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eric has an album coming out.
EP.
June 10th?
Yeah, Tuesday, June 10th, and the official record release party for that for Southern California, all of California, will be with Soul People, my man Sid, Max, Chris Boogie, Eric Coleman, and Brazilia will be the featured DJs of the night along with Sid. All
right.
And that'll be again on the 28th of June. We'll be doing a thing with a live three-piece, myself, my label partner, Joel Matthew, and special guest percussionist. Yeah.
So today is, we're recording this on the 8th, I believe, and we should have this out and ready to listen by the 9th, so so check the website. What's the website address real quick? For
www.lifenotesmusic.com.
Okay, so information can be found there, like exactly where you can you download from the website there or other?
Absolutely. Exclusively with us for the first month. So.
Yeah, we'll release on the 10th, which is Tuesday again. And for the first 4 to 5 weeks, the EP will exclusively be available at Life Notes. And then we'll be going live with all the major digital retailers, all the major digital outlets.
Okay.
A month after that. Okay. So in conjunction with your actual, the actual record release party on the 28th.
Right.
About a week or so after that, it'll be available everywhere.
I see.
So the timing is really good.
Okay. So it's... So, all right. I guess you explained it everything.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, so let's talk a little bit about, I don't know, let's talk about your, kind of your, the explanation of your live kind of performance. How it's like a hybrid of things, right?
Yeah, it is. We try to, essentially, you know, I mean, with budgets being what they are these days, and everyone in the music business knows, you know, things have been slashed drastically. So what we try to do is, I mean, try to be as true to the recordings as possible. And with the recordings, the function or the focus is taking traditional soul songwriting and melodies and using a lot of modern technology, software, synths, things of that nature. So live, we try to combine both worlds. We use two MIDI rigs, laptop setups, live percussionists to add a lot of dynamics to the tracks, live guitar, some synth, some vocoder, live vocals. I mean, it's a lot. It's kind of akin to seeing Bjork perform, where she performs with, you know, maybe a person on a MIDI setup herself and a couple of singers. That kind of thing. Very hybrid.
Are you bringing any guests, or is this going to be exclusively you? We haven't thought about it yet.
We're bringing in a guest percussionist.
Okay.
Carl Fernanda. Very, extremely dope percussionist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Studies all over the world. Sick percussionist.
Okay.
So he'll be sitting in with us. Joel will be doing DJing and percussion as well. I'll be holding down synth, live guitar, and vocals, and some percussion on certain songs. So it's going to be a pretty live situation.
You'll just be holding it down.
It's a free-for-all live, though. It's kind of a circus. Like, we definitely use pre-recorded tracks, but we try to put a lot of dynamics on top to give the audience something that they don't hear on the record. You know, you want to bring a live energy.
Cool. So we'll be listening to at least 5 of the tracks tonight on this session.
Yeah.
We'll play two, and then we'll do some interview and play a couple more, and then we'll outro with the single, yeah?
Yeah, we have a lead-off single coming out on released promotionally tomorrow digitally. We have a digital single coming out tomorrow that'll be released to all of the promotional radio contacts, that nature, you know, marketing and promotions type thing.
Now, my next question is, will any of these releases or singles or EPs be... I already know the answer, but I want you to tell everybody.
I know what you're going to say.
Are there going to be any hard copy forms of this, or is it all digital?
Well, the whole focus of Life Notes, we are a digital boutique label.
Okay.
But what we're going to do with the new releases, the new catalog, is licensed singles.
Okay.
For remixing, for distribution, for placement, for compilations, the whole nine. So you may see any of all or all of our works licensed at various times throughout the year in the coming years. We're working on a distribution deal right now for hard copies for Australia, New Zealand, Japan, certain parts of Europe, the UK, Germany. We're actually working in conjunction with Daz IQ, who has a new 7-inch vinyl label. We're going to be doing some things with him and Carl Injex. So be on the lookout. We got a lot of stuff happening.
That's an American
release. That will be US. Yeah, for stateside distribution, like I said, the Daz IQ, Carl Injex 7-inch company, we're going to be doing stuff with them. Limited edition 7-inches. There's a lot of stuff in the works for the new catalog.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can always find out any and all information pertaining to us and our releases, live performance dates, sponsorships, whatever, at www.lifenotesmusic.com.
Okay, we'll post that on here so everybody can check that out. And I haven't asked you, the name of the EP is called...
A higher frequency.
Okay, maybe you did to say
A higher frequency.
I'll be distracted by the basketball.
It's all
good. It's only on the flyer you just worked on.
yeah, you see.
No, I knew that. I was just saying, you know, I wanted you to spell it out for everybody. So,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
And friends of mine emailed me thanking me, like, we're so glad you didn't try to freak the spelling or get all crazy with it. I was like, nah, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's hard enough to spell your name with a K, man.
Yeah, tell me.
I know. Jeez. No, I mean, honestly, I get lost with your projects, man, because I know you got a ton of things going on, and you're working with a ton of producers, and it gets all lost in my head, exactly. But so I'm glad that we're kind of like focusing on one project.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, bro.
Even though I'm going to ask you about a bunch of other things.
Yeah. All good.
Cool. So, hey, Chris, you ready to rock a couple tracks? So we'll listen to two cuts off the album, or EP, sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure exactly what order.
Oh, let me say something really quick.
Yeah.
Before we proceed with anything from the new record, let me just thank Max, Chris Boogie, and Sid Hernandez, because I've been out here for a minute doing my thing, you know, underground, independent, whatever you want to call it, since I left the whole major label structure 8 years ago. So I want to thank you guys for the continued support. And it seems like we're all growing and doing our thing now, so it's beautiful, man. I love it.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but like with the perseverance, you know, it's turning out lovely, though.
But if you want to build something that's going to last long, it takes a while to build it.
Yeah.
You know, things come short and they leave short.
Back then, I didn't think so.
Yeah, but you know, you know the saying, dude, you want to see the ending, look at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, simple.
Cool. So, all right, so let's listen to these two tracks, and then we'll talk about them. And,
what's that in the background, by the way?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my tracks, actually.
Oh,
that's
man.
Off of the Beatology compilation that was released through Shaman Work a couple years ago.
Cool.
The name of that beat is, I don't know, The Clapper. That's the name of it, yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for playing that, man.
We'll be back. Soul People Radio.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
think that I'm the only one that shouldn't be. Feels like I'm about to blow. Baby, just give me some more. Cause what you got is so good. I think that I'm the only one that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's still early, though, guys.
Yeah, they're just not playing right, though. Man.
You got to keep the faith, man. I just had to, you know. You know what I'm saying?
It's aggravating, man. All right. Okay. Jeez. All right. Okay. So the last two tracks, what's the name of those two tracks, Eric?
The first one was Electromagnetic.
Okay.
All one word. The second one was Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Cool. And... are those really super new? I mean, recorded and composed?
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. And this is the first time they're being like played anywhere, or they've been on the compilations or anything? Or is this just fresh?
This is the absolute world premiere for the entire EP.
Okay,
cool. This is a brand new body of work, and this is the first time it's being heard ever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to change the subject slightly.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll just go back. You went to the Winter Music Conference recently, right?
Yeah, we were there. Actually, this year's Winter Music Conference 08 served as the official coming out party for Life Notes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you playing? What were you doing? Were you performing or DJing? What were you doing up there?
We went and we had shows with, we have a very strong fan base in Europe, which is great. And we're looking to build on our fan base here, stateside, domestically. So, yeah, we went down and... the day that we got there was hectic because we had to prepare the sampler for the conference. Joel worked all the 2 to 3 weeks leading to the conference, just day in, day out preparation. And we got the sampler ready. We got the website up. We got to Miami, and the day that we got there, we had our first performance, which was the tribute to James Brown.
Okay.
The JB Godfather 2 party, thanks to Carl and Jex and Dad's IQ. And that was an amazing performance, which... during that show, the day that we left and got on the plane to go to Miami, we had a 1 o'clock red eye. The day of the flight, I decided to do a remake of a James Brown song that was done the day of, top to bottom.
And we played that,
which is free, by the way, on our website.
Yeah,
we played that on our last podcast, and you did that in one day.
One day, the whole thing, top to bottom.
Yeah. Cool. So, what other parties did you do while you were at the Winter Music Conference?
We did that. The night after, we did a co-op, the legendary co-op party. Once again, thanks to Daz IQ, thanks to IG Culture.
Right.
Two cats that I really respect and I'm working with now.
Okay.
We did the co-op party, which was fantastic. We had a sponsorship thing with Giant Step, which was just more of a promo appearance. We didn't perform.
Right.
And then that night, the third night we were there, we did we hosted, ended up co-hosting Raw Fusion.
Okay.
We were there to just hang out, chill, meet the cats from Raw Fusion to talk about distribution.
Right.
And our buddy Sinbad was there and was like, hey, man, get on the mic. Right. We got on the mic with Ty from the UK, and it was like they handed it off to us. We ended up doing 4 hours, and it was phenomenal, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
So did you get any good feedback from the samplers? And what was on the sampler? Just this album or other stuff?
Yeah. We basically put snippets of this record to let people know what was coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We had two from the Journey Back to Me release.
That's right. Actually, you're right about that.
Okay. We haven't talked to you on the podcast in a while, so can you explain some of the releases you've done in between that time and now? Like,
what's Journey Back to Me?
Well, from our last podcast interview with you.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
What have you done in between that time and now, besides this new EP that's coming out?
Between 06 and now, I've worked on various independent projects, remixes. It's been more in the last, I'd say, 07 was spent doing some independent projects as a producer and taking the time towards the third quarter of 07 to start writing again as an artist.
Right.
Because, you know, juggling all those things can be kind of strange.
Right.
I like to multitask, but when I get in artist mode, I just kind of like lock into that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of writing, and what you're hearing now is a result of that writing.
Right.
It's more about slowing things down and slowing the pace to accommodate what we're doing with building Life Notes.
Because
we started conceptualizing Life Notes and the launching of it towards the middle of 07.
Okay.
Like when we came back at the end of 06 from Europe, the thought was, yeah, man, we should go ahead and do the label thing.
So go ahead and talk about the European kind of dates that you did, because I don't think we've ever talked about it. How'd that go, and where'd you go? And I mean, you don't have to go deep into it.
We'll touch on all the high points. The UK was a huge high point because we have a very, very strong base there, mm-hmm. and we have a point person in the UK. We have two, actually. DJ Barry King
mm-hmm.
of English Pound Radio, New Wave Radio. Elder Statesman, soul music extraordinaire, Des Parks. Right. Anybody who's familiar with any soul music, Des Parks was a guy in the UK that basically founded the whole acid jazz movement.
Right.
That's Des Parks.
Okay.
Veteran, been around forever, well respected all over the world. He took us in,
right.
and that was a high point for us.
He compiled some of the Rare Groove compilations for Master Cuts too, right?
Yeah, man, that guy's history's rich.
Gracious, you know? Gracious man.
Yeah, wow. Man, and a person with that much musical lineage and history and respect, for him to see us without even having anything out in the market, mm-hmm. and to be like, yo, we want to take you guys on. You're carrying the torch. You're truly carrying the torch for soul music.
Right.
He took us under his wing, put us up in his spare pad for the week, connected us with all kinds of people. We established our connection to Mark Macca for Hero through him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was a high point. Germany was really good for us. Holland was really, really good for us. Promotion in Spain was really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion in France was really good for us. Then we took time to go out and see some family in Denmark. That was a super high point.
Mm-hmm.
But business-wise, man, all of Europe really embraces what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, starting in the UK and filtering through.
Did that surprise you any?
No. And the reason it doesn't is because, I mean, I consider myself to be a student of soul and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the roots of soul and jazz from the 40s and 50s on up, the bebop era, those cats, they paved the road. They went through the same thing.
Right.
So it's no different, I don't think. I think musically, people's ears are becoming a little more open domestically, but they're still an interwoven part of the fiber of society over there,
right.
where they just embrace art for what it is. It's not compared to anything else. You know, it's just like everybody stands on their own merit, and they can appreciate a plethora of things.
Right.
Whereas here, we categorize everything, and I can only be one of this and one of that. One hip-hop dude who's a king.
Right.
One king of neo-soul. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
They don't do that over there.
Yeah, and then also, I'm not sure if we even talked about this on our podcast after we had you on, but we did a little party with you in London at Jazz Refresh.
Yes.
And you performed, and I did a little DJing and stuff. And
inside.
Yeah, I mean, I love that place, man. I love those guys.
We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
We're in steady contact with those cats.
And
Ad Rock and the guys. Oh, big shout to Adam Rock and the Up Rock crew.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So I want to get those guys actually to come out here. I mean,
well, let's barter. We go there and they come in.
Yeah, I know they want to. It's just like,
well, the beauty of it is that Daz IQ is a part of that whole Up Rock thing,
right.
and he's in Atlanta now, so
right.
it's not so hard to get them here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's something to look forward to. Yeah. So hopefully we can do some more collaborations in Europe. We got some things to talk about. Maybe you can do Paris. We're talking with some people over there about doing that.
And another thing about soul people, are you guys working the Soul Commune website?
Nuh-uh. I don't know. What is that?
You got to get on it. Soul Commune is international, but for the domestic independent soul scene,
uh-huh.
it's the soul scene's MySpace.
Okay.
And everybody, each region,
uh-huh.
they set up where each region has its own commune.
Uh-huh.
You join it, and then you network with the other regions all over the globe. It's sick.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know the website?
Yeah.
What is it?
www.soulcommune.com.
Okay. I'll check it out.
The bomb.
Thanks for putting me on.
Everybody needs to be on that because strong presence in LA, the Bay, Atlanta, oh, yeah. Chicago, Detroit, New York, all over.
Yeah, yeah.
UK, everywhere. It's hot.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So... let's get back to this record. Is there any specific, like, I don't know, concept for this?
Or yeah.
What's the makeup of this EP?
Yeah. All my records are concept records, pretty much. With this one, Journey Back to Me was a thing where it was like, it was my first chance in years to express myself as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it as a return to the roots of who I was. That's why it's called Journey Back to Me.
Okay.
Because it was a long journey producing other people and
right.
dealing with corporate racket business and nonsense and management. And,
right.
you know, all those things led me back to myself.
Right.
So it's self-explanatory. This record's called A Higher Frequency because I started feeling like the state of affairs in urban music especially
mm-hmm.
was becoming really flat. And it, high frequency has a lot of different meanings. You know, take away from it what you will. I don't like to limit anyone's interpretation. Mm-hmm. But for me, what it means is like a higher frequency musically, stepping the music up to a higher plane. Right. Spiritually, reaching a higher plane. Yep. You know, so that's what it embodies for me.
Cool.
And hopefully the listener will get that same feeling from the titles of the songs and the lyrical content.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now that you have this EP, and do you want to talk about any more future projects that you got going?
Absolutely.
What do you have on your plate? I mean, I know it's a lot, but maybe there's specific ones that you want to talk about.
Yeah, highlights would be under Life Notes Music. We have five different EPs slated for the rest of this year.
Oh.
Five. And spinoff singles and stuff placed on compilations from those records.
Right.
The next release after High Frequency would be a features record, which is yet untitled.
Uh-huh.
Features one of your artists, Tita Lima,
uh-huh.
Kizzy Asplund, anyone who's familiar with Coop,
mm-hmm.
Cecilia Stalin from Coop is on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Sumi Nagano's on the record, which is the oldest sister, the eldest sister.
Okay.
She's an acoustic pop jazz artist from Sweden. She's the eldest sister of Yukimi
mm-hmm.
from Little Dragon. So that should give you an indication of what that record's going to be.
You know, how soon is that going
to? That record's coming out the end of July.
Okay.
It's the next release.
Yeah, it's the next release after High Frequency.
Okay,
and there
else?
Will be singles released from all those records. After that, I'm doing an instrumental fusion jazz soul hip-hop EP.
Okay.
After that, will be an EP of covers. Glow of Love, Luther Vandross, Rick James, Stevie,
mm-hmm.
Donny Hathaway cover, maybe a Sade cover, maybe a Joni Mitchell cover. Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff in the works. And in between all those,
yeah.
Collabs with Daz IQ.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about, like what collaborations that you have coming up that you can talk about.
Yeah.
Like
collaborations with Daz IQ, collaborations with IG Culture, Yamhoo, in talks to do something with Kyoto Jazz Massive right now.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Spinner, Rich Medina, on and on and on. Yeah.
You got time to do all that?
I'll make time, you know? You have time when you don't like, when you're not in the L.A. scene. You know, L.A. is a beautiful city and has a lot to offer. But when you don't get caught up in the catch-up,
right, no,
you can get stuff done, you know?
I had to move away from L.A. Man.
So I'm like, I'm just in my little pad working, man, you know?
That's cool,
what
man.
Else is there?
Well, I'm glad you're going to be doing a little performance, man. That's going to be...
Yeah, it's crazy because everyone keeps hitting us up with, you keep releasing all these records and taking off overseas and nothing here. Like,
yeah.
Joel hears the heat all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when you guys, this is BS. You guys never play around here.
Yeah, they get a little offended.
Yeah, they feel like if we're going to support your stuff, the least you can do is do a show in town.
Right.
And it's like, absolutely.
Makes sense.
And then you have another show right before the 28th. What's the date and venue for that?
Yeah, again, quickly... This podcast today, which will air on the 9th, starts the promotion for our 2008 run, basically.
Uh-huh.
The physical launch for us was Winter Music for the label. And this podcast today starts the pre-release promotion for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So today, this podcast, on the 14th, which is next Saturday, we're performing at Inspiration, the Black Punk Sound System with Ron Trent and AB.
Okay.
We'll be doing a live PA there.
Okay.
And then the 25th, we're doing Strictly Social in NoHo.
Okay, real quick, I'm sorry. What's the venue for that?
Oh, it's the Palmer Room in Century City.
Okay.
And all the information, again, can be found at our website.
Okay.
That's the 14th.
And then it'll be listed on your MySpace page and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's on MySpace and Life Notes.
Okay.
But do yourself the favor of going to Life Notes, please. There's a lot of information there that you can't find on MySpace.
It's a lot prettier to look at.
Yeah, MySpace is like a general kind of promo page, but Life Notes is where all the intricate detailing is.
And you get free downloads.
Downloads, discography, interactive EPK, the whole nine.
Yeah, sign up, be a subscriber.
Yeah, and once you sign up and you subscribe, you start to get free downloads. Like, between releases we're going to be dropping, there'll be a series of EPs coming out the rest of this year. But between those releases, we'll be releasing digital singles and free stuff just for subscribers. So,
spam you.
Yeah, do yourself a favor of subscribing, man. We need the support. We're independent.
Cool. Okay, so then after the Palmer Room is
the 25th on a Wednesday, and that's going to be in the NoHo Arts District at Skinny's Lounge. It's an event called Strictly Social, sponsored by New Soul Magazine. We'll be there. It's the Dwele listening party, and it's going to be us and two other live acts and a couple DJs. It's going to be hot. That Saturday, the 28th, will be our official record release party at the Mountain Bar with yours truly, Sid Hernandez.
Yeah.
Down at the Mountain Bar in Chinatown.
Yeah.
That's on the 28th. So if you're near the downtown area, come on down. It'll be hot. The venue is dope.
I just want to say also, it's a little hard to find. It's kind of in the cut, and everybody complains about they can't find it. So it's 475 Jin Ling Way, G-I-N-L-I-N-G Way. And it's in Chinatown, so you'll have to Google it or something.
This is, I tell you what, for the people in LA and the surrounding area, if you've ever come down to Firecracker, the legendary Friday night Firecracker party, that same courtyard is located right there. You can't miss it.
It's right around the corner.
It's across from that fountain, right?
The wishing fountain, right there.
It's not that hard. Just pull over and just start looking. You'll find
it. If you get there before 11 p.m., I'll be outside, can, acoustic guitar before the set starts, so you'll see us.
Yeah, we need like a searchlight in front of this.
Yeah, for real.
No, every time everybody complains about, what can I do, man? Just be a little resourceful and do some research.
It's worth coming to, though, because it'll be a great party. You know, the DJ lineup is excellent. The live music will be dope, and it's a dope venue.
Yeah.
And they serve mojitos, okay?
Yeah. Saturday night, too. You have no excuse. You got all Sunday to recoup before work or whatever.
Yep.
Come on out and have a good time.
Fatima from Europe will be there performing, doing a little PA. And then Coleman will be in the house. And a girl, Brasilia.
Yeah, man.
From Phoenix, she'll be spinning.
Yeah, we're trying to work some stuff out with you right now to do some stuff with her over the summer. That should be really, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on out. It'll be well worth it.
Check that out. Support that. And how about any other performances after that? Anything lined up?
We're starting to line up stuff for July and August. Now, I know that in August we're going to do a East Coast run. In August, like the third week and fourth week of August, we're doing the East Coast run. Atlanta, Chicago, maybe D.C. And we're going to do 3 or 4 dates in New York and a bunch of promotional stuff and shoot a video out there the whole nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of, you know, folks on the East Coast check this podcast out. So
yeah, we get love on the East Coast. Big love.
Cool.
Atlanta, New York.
Yep.
Philly, Chicago. Big. We get big love out there, man.
So I would just check Eric's MySpace.
Yeah.
Page and should have all the details there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. So, what do you say we listen to a couple more?
Okay.
I don't know what they are.
Did we play two so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's do Peace of Mind.
Okay.
And
Your Body.
Yeah. What's left? Peace of Mind, Your Body, and what else?
The single.
Nobody played the single.
No. Dude, he's gonna.
Oh yeah, Peace of Mind and Your Body. Let's do those. I'm tripping, man. My fault.
So these are all on the EP, yeah?
Absolutely. All on a higher frequency, courtesy of Life Notes Music.
All right.
Yes.
So let's get into it, and we'll be back
right
after this. So people.
Peace of mind. Chicken rubber dub in the pump.
How is that? What is that called?
Papa.
Can't hear you.
Beard Papa.
Oh, okay. Beard. Oh, okay. We're having some Japanese pastries, yeah. Courtesy of Max.
Thank you so much, Max.
Little Tokyo, yeah.
Yep. Really good.
Mmm, good. Goes good with raspberry beer. Can you talk?
I'm good.
All right. So, yeah. So, we just finished listening to a couple new tracks. I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little lethargic and slow and tired.
It's
partly because
Sunday.
I am tired, and it was a million degrees in here a few minutes ago until we opened the window. I mean, the door, I mean. So, I'm feeling a little better. And that little shot of sugar just helped as well. So.
Yes.
So cool. So what was the titles of those two last tracks?
That was Peace of Mind Part 2 and Your Body.
Your Body, cool.
Yeah, anybody who knows Journey Back to Me, that was the continuation of Peace of Mind. There's an original version, Peace of Mind, on Journey Back to Me, and that's like the conclusion, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I really, listened to it. I think I heard little bits of it on your MySpace page, but that's super cool, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank
and then
you,
this you. The second song, Your Body, that's the first time I've ever heard that. That's dope, too, man.
Thank you, dude. Continuing the whole broken beat solo kind of joint. Yeah. With some real songwriting, some changes.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's people doing it, but I haven't heard it. And you're doing it for sure, man.
Well, most of the broken cats are like, I love the genre, but it's like, how can I say it? Most of the people that are in it, it's like,
don't say it.
You know, it's mostly made for the dance floor, so it's repetitive. I'll leave it at that.
Are you guys aware of a label called Futuristic?
I know. I have a great friend, Cecilia, who's going to be on the next EP.
Uh-huh.
Her girlfriend's boyfriend, it's his label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No,
and Rap Life is on that label, and they do some dope stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think your production, your brokenness, is a little more, you know, progressive, but they do some close. Like, I mean, they try to do that.
Because
soul.
They're musical and melodic.
Yeah,
it's not just the beats. They actually have songwriting and music on top.
Yeah.
Where we excel, I think, in our estimation, is I'm a songwriter first who does progressive production. So we just try to combine the two things, you know. Like, soul music is usually very, very message-oriented and good for your soul, but a lot of times production's kind of lackluster.
Right.
Then on the broken beat side, you know, it's crazy, crazy beats. A lot of intricacy on the production end, but no songwriting.
Right.
So we're trying to combine the two things, you know.
Yeah.
Not create a new genre, just expand on both.
Right.
Bring both sets of listeners in.
Yeah, for sure. You do it very well.
Thank you, man.
Cool. So I wanted to, just in case people don't really know, regarding your production, you play all the instruments, you do everything musically on these. You don't have any studio musicians, you do it all, right?
No, I have I have no studio musicians except myself. I have a lot of alter egos. I'm kind of crazy. I mean, that's true. Kind of, you know, any pure artist that's really about their craft is like that.
Right.
It's like, I came up in a situation where, fortunately for me, my family was very creative and musical, had a lot of good influences, and early on, before I could like gain interest in anything else really, mm-hmm. or grasp anything,
right.
The first thing I grasped was art,
right.
Painting, music, photography, whatever.
Right.
And that manifested in hanging out with an uncle who was very musically inclined and played several instruments and kind of taking informal lessons from him and his friends. And, you know, that's the story. And, I've not had a lot of formal training. It's more of a vibe thing for me.
Right, right.
Like, I understand the technique and theory of music
right.
to a certain extent.
Right.
But I don't like to be boxed in, so I'm always trying to push and challenge myself. But, I do all the instruments, arrangements, vocal arrangements, all that.
I got a question for you, because I get a lot of demos. I hear a lot of people's production. I get a lot of questions asked. I don't know why they're asking me, but...
Because you got good taste, man.
I don't know.
They respect what you do.
For some reason, I just talk to a lot of musicians and producers. That's why I think.
Okay.
But they're always, they're always asking somewhat for, not advice, but, you know, you just talk to people and, you know, the subjects come up. What would you recommend to a producer that is I mean, mainly in this genre, kind of the progressive broken beat styles and stuff, to like what equipment to use, like how would you approach using this? I know a lot of people use these programs and stuff like that, but what would you suggest to them as far as maximizing their sounds? And, you know, the reason why I ask or say this or you propose this question to you is because I hear a lot of differences between really top-notch producers like Four Hero and, you know, Jazz IQ and whatever, and even your stuff. And then I hear a lot of lo-fi, and it's miles away. It's millions of miles. What do you think makes you, you know, on this
on the higher plethora?
Right.
Well, I think what it is.
What's the difference, you know, between the lo-fi?
To sum it up simply.
And how can you get to that? I'm sorry.
Well, the first way to get to that is, like, I subscribe to a lot of e-zines and stuff and get a lot of information coming to me daily, as I'm sure everyone else does.
Right.
A day or two ago, Music Connection sent me this thing with quotes. And the first quote was, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's worked with Bjork and a bunch of different people. And he said something really profound and simple. He goes, the quote was something to the effect of, you know, every kid has a computer. Every kid can buy an inbox and get some software, trade some with their friends, and they think they're a producer.
Right.
You gotta know music first before you start doing any production.
I see.
For me, it came from being a songwriter and singer first and then starting to produce. And what happens is it's backwards now.
Right.
Everybody's got it. There's not a household that I know of that doesn't have some form of a computer.
Right.
Any advantageous kid can get his hands on some software, whether it be Fruity Loops, GarageBand.
Right.
I mean, now it's packaged with a computer.
Right.
Buy a computer and GarageBand comes with it.
Right.
So Loops, but license free. You use what you want.
So you kind of feel that things are backwards and people are obtaining the technology and learning the programs but not really listening.
Well, here's what it is, dude. It's the whole old saying of you have the desire but not the will. Everyone desires to be a producer or to use that moniker or that label to describe themselves, just like everybody thinks they're a DJ.
Right.
Just because you got some MP3s, don't make you a DJ. And you can play songs and fade them in and fade them out. Taste makes you a DJ. Experience makes you a DJ. Knowing how to read a crowd, you know, knowing how to dictate the pace.
Okay, so what's a simple way of, like, learning music? Like, since you got all the technology down and the programs, and how can you get into learning music?
Like, you just said the key thing. There is no simple way to learn music. And that's where the problem lies. Nobody wants to take, well, I won't say nobody, but the majority don't want to put the time in or the discipline to learn an instrument, per se.
Right.
You know? It's like the analogy I always use. You go to Guitar Center, and there's a certain demographic that's playing guitars upstairs in the drum room, and then most of the minority kids are down in, you know, checking out the latest CDJ, you know, or the latest MPC.
Right.
That's cool, but if you don't apply some music on top of that, you're just recycling the same old stuff. Which is why so many people now that aren't involved in music are telling people like Max, Chris, Boogie, Joel, me and you, people that are not musically inclined at all and don't even care to be, man, I hate music right now. Music sucks. It's so whack right now. Blah, blah, blah. Because what you got is this onslaught of the same old, same old, same old.
Right.
And people are sampling samples. It's real bad.
Right.
You know? You know? So you got to go back to the root of music itself. Learn a craft. You know, learn to play. Take the time to learn an instrument.
You think it's worth people's time to take like a piano class or guitar class or something like that?
If you want to get beyond the masses, if you don't want to swim in the river with everyone else, you want to have your own identity, then you have to. Because if not, if you're relying on a stack of records to give you a sound, they pressed up thousands of those records. Somebody else is going to use that sample.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So to be devil's advocate, I know the hip-hop, you know, early hip-hop generation kind of wasn't really super musical, but they kind of created a genre that's out of control, you know, like...
Oh, but they were. The difference in them and the cats now is, even if they looped a record, at least they wrote original lyrics and melodies to it. You know? It's a whole different kind of thing now, you know? It really is. And then, back then, they would at least go out live and take bands out.
Right.
You know, Sugar Hill had a band.
Right.
Grandmaster had a band. Run DMC had a band. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see him in a video with a guitar player wailing on Rock Box or something. You don't, I mean, nah, dude.
No, you're right. I mean, some of the earlier rap groups were actually like disco bands.
And and the thing was, they had an overwhelming respect for the lineage of the craft of music that is kind of missing now.
Okay.
You know, like, they didn't do James Brown because it was cool.
Right.
They respected his body of work, you know?
Well, myself, I just want music to elevate, and I'm being a little bit of a devil's advocate, because I don't really blame people for, you know, wanting to do music, and it seems like an easy way to do it that way, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I've kind of had it myself with a lot of sounds that I'm hearing nowadays, and I don't know.
I mean, easy will always appeal to people in any form, music, work, whatever it is. Easy is going to appeal to human beings because we want things easy.
Right.
But, again, if there's something inside you that's telling you, hey, man, I want to rise above this. And at the end of the day, we all have influences, but I want to filter things through and have my own expression, my mm-hmm. own signature. That's only going to come if you study the craft of songwriting and some form of instrumentation. Because then you can play chords your own way, make mm-hmm. up your own licks. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I don't want to get super, super deep into that.
Nah, that's scratching the surface.
No, I like talking to you about these stuff because, you know, I really admire you as a musician, not only as a creative and progressive producer, but, like, I've seen you in studio playing every instrument that exists, and it's crazy to me. And that, you know, that's just it's a really big talent, and it's a blessing to have all those skills. And
yeah, I mean, I thank God for it, and I also thank my family, and you know, namely my uncle and cousin Jay. They were really, really, really instrumental in that. Mm-hmm. You know. But you know what? Really quick though, yeah. Not to get even deeper, but that's another thing. I grew up in an environment where that it fostered people wanting to learn to play instruments,
right?
You know, and now the environment doesn't foster that.
I know. That's
you know, and taking music education out of public schools, all that has a lot to do with it. But Macy Gray has a new academy in the Valley mm-hmm. for the arts. Mm-hmm. So people like her are stepping up and making things happen, and that's great to see it. Hopefully, one day I'll be in a position to do that.
Yeah. That's great. When you were in London, you got together with. A little bit with Mark Mack from Four Hero, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't expect you to explain everything you did with him, but, I mean, how did you find Mark as a producer and a musician? And
excellent.
You know?
First of all, he's a great person, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know? That's the most important thing to me. It's like, it could be a person that's been on my wish list to work with,
right.
And then I meet him, and it's like, they're just whack. And it's like, I can't... put that aside, no matter how talented they are.
All right.
If we're cool as people and we're both talented, then the music's going to happen anyway. Because any producer will tell you, when you go in the studio with a set idea in mind, once you start the actual working process of building the track, things intervene and the track takes on its own life. Mistakes happen
that are
better than anything you could have ever thought of.
Right.
So the music's going to happen on its own. It's about the people being cool, you know?
Well, what were you most impressed with when you met with him?
I was most impressed.
I mean, I'm asking these questions because, like, he's a big, like, I'm a fan.
Yeah,
of his, like, big time. So I'm just trying to pick your brain about him, and you know,
I was most impressed with his with his poise as a person, his musicality, his knowledge in the studio.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I found out a lot about his background by talking to him and to Dez. Prior to him producing, he's much like Dez IQ.
Uh-huh.
Both of these guys, the reason their records sound sonically so huge and so beautiful, they were sound engineers before they were producers, both of them. Dez IQ and Mark Mack.
Yeah.
Yeah, their background is sound engineering.
Yeah.
Mark Mack did sound for film before he started producing. So, yo.
I'd like to say one thing about Mark Mack. Maybe it's because it's the position he's in, but he's not involved heavily in that whole...
In the scene.
Politics.
Yeah.
Politics. I mean, he came out to see us, and he doesn't even go out.
Yeah, he was at the party. Yeah, he came to the Soul People. Joel, you're absolutely right. He came to the Soul People party.
He just does his thing, is what I'm saying.
And he just hung out with Barry in the background. You know, and then we all left together. Broke bread and had a good time. But he is a lot like us, where we don't, like, we're not engulfed in a particular scene. We try to stay out of the like local politics, you know.
Yeah, I would love to have him come to Los Angeles. I know I was talking to Barry, you know, somewhat about that, but he seems to think it might be a really hard thing to do.
Yeah, Mark's not one to do a lot of flying, and
I mean, he's got a fam.
He's got a family.
He's got some young children.
He's got kids and the whole thing.
We'll see what we can do. I mean, I think it would be so great for people in L.A. or even United States.
But you got to watch that because they brought Dago out here,
uh-huh.
and it was empty, and he killed it. And I was sad, man.
No, he's going to be – Dago's going to be playing in, I think, New York.
He's in
soon.
New York, yeah. Soon, so. Doing the JBC Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's appreciated there.
Right.
You know, but that's a different type of scene.
We need to get Four Hero to L.A. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
If you get him here, we'll definitely open for him. No doubt about it.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, he's a great person. Fellow Yachty. Got the Jamaican roots.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, indeed. Dude, Jamaica runs thick all over the world. For such a small country, dude, roots everywhere. That tree is out there, dude.
All right, so let's skip forward a little bit. What do you have plans for maybe after the end of this year? More touring in Europe? How's any Asian connections happening for you? What's up with that?
We actually licensed a song off of Journey Back to Me, Wonderful,
okay.
which has become like a staple for Life Notes and for me as an artist.
Okay.
That's the song that's been, I guess, the most broad-based, the most well-received all over.
Right.
That was licensed to Columbia, Japan, okay. so that struck up a relationship with them.
Okay.
The person who put that together, the coordinator, works hand-in-hand with Kyoto Jazz Massive.
Okay.
So we're building with them now to do some more stuff. What else? Japan. Yeah, we're trying to go... If everything goes through with the distribution deal, we'll be going to Australia and New Zealand towards the end of this year, and we'll hit up Japan while we're out there.
So, I mean, there's definite distribution out there yet or not?
We're doing that deal in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Oh, and also about Japan.
Right.
We're doing a collab with Ron Trent that'll be coming out there, and we're going to actually perform that on the 14th.
For Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For all of Europe, especially Japan.
Okay. Do you have any tentative plans for a European tour at this point?
We
get listeners from around the planet.
Oh, yeah. We're looking to start booking our stuff over there end of this month, early next month.
Okay.
But our dates will be set for Japan. We are looking at the time frame starting in the middle of September and being out there for 3 weeks, like middle of September through the first week of October, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hit it all up. The UK, France, Germany, Belgium, Holland, Spain, Sweden, because then the Features EP will be out.
Right.
And Kizzy has a following in Sweden.
Okay.
So we'll be out there, and so does Sumi, and Cecilia's a fixture in London and Sweden, so we'll be doing dates with them while we're out there in support of that EP.
Okay.
Hopefully we can get Tita to come and join us.
Okay.
And we can all do some stuff out there.
I may that not come back, though.
Oh, okay,
just to let you know.
Well, my short-term goal simply is to be, you know, dual citizenship in the whole nine by the end of 2010.
Right.
Maybe married, chilling over there. You know?
Cool. So it's all being worked on. So
yeah, man.
Just look out for the calendar on... Eric Rico Music on MySpace, yeah.
Yeah, always go to Life Notes, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because that's where you get all the information. You can't subscribe to me on MySpace. You don't really see a lot of the in-depth information there.
Right.
So
you got your calendar updates. And
yeah,
all
the calendar updates, release information, any news, sponsorship stuff, right. anything concerning. If you want anything free of charge or any previews that you can't find anywhere else, it's all on Life Notes, www.lifenotesmusic.com.
Cool.
You know, Joel has podcasts up there. It's dope, dope, dope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Really dope.
Do you have guests, like mixes on there?
We will in the future. If you got anything you want to
give it
to, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Let us know, man.
I'll make something for you.
I mean, the thing about Life Notes is we're like a small unit of people that are doing a boutique, but the whole vision behind Life Notes is connecting with like-minded people and us just cross-pollinating and spreading the word for each other so we can make our network bigger.
And you have a links page too, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We have a family page, links, all that.
Cool.
You guys are already there.
And while you're plugging that, I want to plug our sponsor. It's amiestreet.com. It's www.amiestreet.com. Amy Street. And if you put a / with Tita Lima, after that, TITALIMA, you can get a really super discounted album on that page. So go check that out. And again, we'll add this to our page so you can click on. So look for that. Cool.
You just reminded me of something, dude.
What's up?
Real quick, shout out to Shelly O'Neill.
Okay. Okay.
She gets the sponsorships, and since you brought up sponsors, I was going to say thank you, Shelly. We have a big sponsorship on the way. Can't announce it yet, but it'll go down towards the end of this month, and you'll be hearing about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got a hint for who that is?
N-I, that's all I can tell you.
Well, wow. Oh, man. Okay. The Laker game is
getting crazy.
Kind of close now. They were getting blown out. I don't know if they'll pull it out, though. There's 12 seconds left.
Boston, relax. They got too complacent. They got too comfortable.
I don't know.
They started lagging on the court and not caring, and the Lakers took advantage.
Still looking kind of shady, though, for them. Oh, wow. Cool. Oh, well, is there any other announcements you got? Or
The big thing is this, you know, this month starting today, like I said, starts the promotional campaign for the rest of the year for us.
All right.
So if you're out there listening, you hear this anywhere in the globe, keep coming to Life Notes to look out for the European tour dates, stuff in Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, which is going to be towards, you know, September, October, the rest of the remainder of the fall and winter.
Okay.
For the summer months, look out for our dates and releases for Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Atlanta. We're going to be doing it any and everywhere. If you want to bring us to your town, hit us up on Life Notes. Hit up Joe Matthew. The podcast is there. DJ dates, live performances, whatever. We're ready to go. Licensing, all that.
Cool. Right on. Are we doing good on time, Chris? All right. Okay, cool. So we're doing perfect on time. Guys, do you have any acknowledgments, shout-outs?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, acknowledgement. Bo Diddley passed this week.
Oh, wow.
Big, big loss.
I didn't even know.
Huge.
What? Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it was sad.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know.
This guy was one of the pioneers of rock music. Pioneers. When I say pioneer, I mean it.
I saw the picture, your picture.
Yeah, I changed it in his honor. Last month it was James Brown. This month it's Bo Diddley.
I've been in the Twilight Zone the last...
Yeah, man.
Month was James' birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Right?
It was sad. Yeah, Christmas Day. But yeah, the thing about Bo Diddley was a lot of people don't know that this guy, you know, he was a character. A lot of times we judge people on cosmetics, you know, outward appearance. He was a character. He might have dressed wild sometimes. He was an entertainer.
Yeah.
He was known for the square soapbox guitar. Yeah. People don't know he made the guitar from scratch. Did the wiring himself, the pickup installation, everything.
Yeah.
Cats like him and gone but not forgotten, Curtis Mayfield. These are guys that established new ways to play, not just by hooking up effects to the guitars and things of that nature, but actual ways to do to intonations. Curtis Mayfield had like intonations that no other guitar player can figure out to this day. You know, ways to tune your guitar to get certain chords and voicings that nobody can figure out. The only way you can do it is if you get a guitar synth to set it up.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell was explaining that she had to take 9 guitars on tour to mimic his styles until she got a guitar synth to do the tunings. You're talking about intricate genius brains, dude?
Yeah.
People have no idea. That's why I'm saying learn an instrument. You won't make that mark on history unless you do.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, I guess it's sad that people have to die before people start researching and start looking into...
For real.
People, you know?
Not real. I mean, it's kind of a rebirth thing, too.
I mean, I, for one, would love to carry on any minute part of that legacy that I can in any way. I'm not saying I'm anywhere near those guys' level. I'm saying anything that I can do to have that impact on anyone who's listening on this inner spirit, but with my music and art, hey, man, that's what I'm striving for. Because I know the feeling they gave me, you know. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't want to make music.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Cool. So, hey, Max, you guys got anything coming up? You want to swing the mic over there? You got anything you want to announce? You got?
Yeah, this is Max Rums, Solid State, LA, and Heavyweight.
You got Eric Rico coming up, right?
We have Eric Rico. We're working on that in probably the next month or so. Just missed out today, but we're going to be posting in the next couple days is Noel Skaggs, originally of the Rebirth, and has worked a lot with Quantic, Dilated Peoples, done some stuff with Stone's Throw.
Yeah. Cool.
She just did a live set with us today at our Live at the Barbecue podcast through Heavyweight.
What's
HBW8.com.
Cool.
And have tons of mixes through that podcast. Have tons of mixes through SolidStateLA.com as well. And we have a Kevin Lyons show up right now at the Heavyweight Gallery, 661 North Spalding, in Los Angeles, right below Melrose. But with Eric Rico and friends, we should be doing something, working it out to do another live set at Live at the Barbecue podcast for Heavyweight. You know, as soon as we can work it out, I think we're going to be at the Beat Swap Meet here in Los Angeles at the Echoplex, recording some stuff with Marski in 2 weeks. Hopefully with Marski and, you know, all the related DJs for that. We're going to be selling a lot of rare stuff over there as
well.
Cool. See you over there. And, you know, many more to come. Every other week at the Heavyweight Gallery, we're recording live, so we have more than enough space. Some stuff with our other friends, Eric Coleman.
Yeah.
Eric Coleman and Alfred Hawkins, you know.
The Mochila crew.
old buddies from Firecracker as well. Man. So we'll be getting down with them hopefully pretty soon as well. And just, you know, we're all in the same circle of friends. We have Daz IQ on a show from a while ago. Black Spade and Coltrane, who I know you guys know well. They're on a show doing some live stuff. It, actually, same day that the Soul People podcast recorded them, we did a live thing over at the gallery too. So keep a lookout, and we'll keep trading friends back and forth with Soul People and keeping it going.
Yeah, I like that. L.A.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, yeah.
L.A. taking its claim in the whole global soul scene. I love it.
I wanted to shout out Firecracker to Daryl and Lisa and the whole DJ crew. And I think their website is www.firecracker.mu. Check them out. Check them out on MySpace and all that. They helped us out with a promotion we did in New York City with Chita Lima. And they spread the word on that. And I just want to give them a shout out for that. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, Daryl, if you're listening, you at me years ago about doing something at Firecracker. Now that we got things up and running, we'd love to do the downstairs in July. Let us know. That would be really dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be hot.
If he doesn't listen to this, I'll give him a shout.
Yeah, hit him. Send him to the MySpace page. We'll make it happen.
All right, cool.
Have him come to Mountain Bar on the 28th.
We'll get him that.
Yeah, I'll see how that works.
Yeah, he's a good cat, man.
Okay, cool. So is that it? Any more hellos, goodbyes? Nah.
Hello to LA and the Bay. Love you both.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Man, I got to keep my shout outs kind of. Nah, I'm not going to say anything. I'll just. Usually I don't say anything, but this time.
Just give a shout out, man.
Let me see. Thanks, Chris, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, Boogie Down. Chris Boogie. The man behind the scenes for so many years. You've seen him all over the place. You know his face, you just don't know his name.
Chris has the most equipment in all of LA.
In the smallest space.
Chris is the Fred Sanford of the Soul City.
Yeah, there you
He's
go.
He's got everything under the sun and constantly collecting. Constantly. More gear than me.
He's got every African instrument, you know, you can. He's made up his own African instruments.
It's a museum in his house, man.
Yeah, man.
Kidding? yeah, but those might not be African.
He's got like...
in the bathroom.
He's got like five... he's got like five upright basses, 30 violins. I think there's a marimba over in the corner.
Only guy I've ever seen with a triple bass drum kit. Not double, triple. Three kick drums.
He's got a gigantic gong hanging over his bed, so...
It's exotic, though, ladies. You might want to come peep it.
All right. Enough of this shenanigans. Hey, man.
You can loan me your pad one night. That's what I'm talking about.
Usually we have a girl hostess, but she fell through.
I'm filling in for that one.
Yeah, that's Max's. Max's.
Maxine, do it.
Filling in. All right. Okay,
whatever
cool.
Whatever you want to call me.
Enough of this. All right. So we'll be back. Thanks, AmyStreet.com, for sponsoring this. Thanks, Eric and Joel, coming through, hey, spreading
man.
The word.
Thanks for having
Pleasure.
Us, Max. It's been a long time, man. It's good connecting with you.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
Yeah, man. Max. It's beautiful. I got to say this quickly. It is so beautiful, man, to see that L.A. soul scene is growing. This is dope.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful thing. You know?
Loving it.
Just when I'd almost given up hope.
Nah. We just had to stick with it.
Yeah, man.
Cool. All right. So that's it. This is episode 19. Next episode 20. The milestone episode. I don't know what we got, but it'll be fresh, I'm sure. So thanks for everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back shortly.
And enjoy the lead out single.
Yeah. And
yeah, man. Yeah. The
What's the name of it?
The finishing single for today's show. Yes. So Much Greater. It's the lead off single from the EP. The promotional single will drop tomorrow.
All right.
So get ready, people. Digital only. Get ready.
Cool. All right.
So Much Greater. Really pay attention to the lyrics. It's no joke. And that's a surprise ending, too. So check it out.
All right. We'll be back next time. Peace.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Mr. Mona, Mr. Mona, clap my hands, stomp my feet up.